It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for hanging out. Davin's Den, joined, this is me, Davin, with Joe and Pip. Everybody's here. All right, let's get this show moving right along. For those that want to know, Yankees are up 2-0. Aaron Judge hit a home run. If this keeps up, I'll be glued into that debate to watch two old men slap fight. Can't wait. Can't wait. Get the pens ready, baby. Get it ready. America's oldest squaring off.
See, this is where it's good to be a Mets fan, because the Mets realize that I have things to do and don't want to clog up my life with playoff games. So I'm very courteous about that.
I'll do you one better, my friend. This is why it's good to be a Jets fan. See, most football fans have to block out 3 hours of their day, at least, to watch the game. The Jets let you know in the first 5 minutes you can do other things. That's why it's good to be a Jets fan. All right, and I'll have that treat on Thursday night. If you hear in your home in Rockland County in Long Island, motherfucker, you know I'm watching the game.
That's funny.
All right, and if you hear that tonight, you'll know Donald Trump got a good one on Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I'm not calling tomorrow after that. No. Anyway, all right, so... A Louisville police officer, a white Louisville police major, reportedly disparaged people protesting racial injustice and police brutality. This is in the wake of the Breonna Taylor decision by the district attorney not to really pursue charges. So, as we knew, Louisville was going to protest. No surprise there. Not really going to go into the details of the Breonna Taylor case. That's a whole other conversation. But anyway, so a police major reportedly disparaged people protesting racial injustice and police brutality as, quote, punks who will be washing cars, toiling at Walmart, or living in their parents' basement all their lives, according to report. Quote, I know it is hard to keep our thoughts and opinions to ourselves sometimes, so I'm going to say fuck it and not do that. Especially when we, as a whole or an individual, become the target of people in the public who criticize what we do without even knowing the facts. Get a fucking radio show, bitch. The message purportedly written by Major Bridget Hallahan reads, the Louisville Courier-Journal reported, these Antifa and BLM people, especially the ones who just jumped on the bandwagon yesterday because they became woke, insert eye roll here, do not deserve a second glance or thought from us. Our little pinky toenails have more character, despite the contents of this email, morals, and ethics than these punks have in their entire body. Pay no attention to this email. The disparaging missive continues. Do not stop to their level. Feel free to leave off an O wherever you feel appropriate. Do not stop to their level. Do not respond to them, as I am right now. If we do, we only validate what they did, as I am doing right now. I'm adding some subtext for those who don't know. Don't make them important, as I am doing right now, because they are not, despite what I'm writing this email to you about. They will be the ones washing our cars, cashing us out at the Walmart, or living in their parents' basement playing Call, it was COD. I don't believe she was talking about the fish cod. I believe she was going for Call of Duty. COD. They'll be playing cod. They'll be playing codfish in their basements. It'll smell like a whorehouse in there for their entire life, it adds. The message also claims that cops and their families are being doxxed merely because people just don't like being told what to do or what not to do by the police. And Joe will tell you, nobody likes being told what to do in this country. We're not regimented people. So get off it, lady. We're a bunch of fucking rebels. There is currently no recourse we have for incidents involving the doxing of officers or their families, the writer says. Well, that does suck, and there should be recourse. What we can do is speak up against them and put the truth out there. But I'm going to do this in an email that I hope nobody else sees. Hallahan, who commands the police force's 5th Division could not be reached for comment by the newspaper. Well, somebody should fucking dox her or just show up at her fucking house. Police spokesman Sergeant Lamont Washington told the outlet that the department is looking into the matter and had no further comment. Councilman Brandon Cohn said the missive seems out of character for Hallahan, and that's why it's so shocking. I'm disappointed, he told the Courier-Journal. I think it's totally unacceptable attitude of any police officer and extremely poor leadership from a major or a minor. I think she owes the community an apology and she'll have to deal with the consequences of her conduct. The news outlet said it obtained the message Tuesday, hours after an email surfaced from Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, one of the officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting. Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove have been found to be, quote, justified in returning fire after Taylor's boyfriend fired first with a licensed handgun during a botched rape. Brett Hankinson, meanwhile, has been indicted on charges that he fired several rounds into Taylor's apartment that went into an occupied neighboring unit. Neither he nor any of the other officers involved were criminally charged for her death. All right, as you guys can probably tell by my reading of that, listen, whether she's justified in her feelings or not justified in her feelings, and, you know, we could have that conversation, but it's not really, in my opinion, relevant. I don't think she can serve her community anymore, and I'll tell you why. Because the people she is talking about live in her community. She is tasked with protecting them, and they pay her salary. And there is already so much distrust between the population, members of the population, and the police. It would be like, and not nearly as serious, if I was a teacher, and in the teacher's faculty room. I went off on how stupid my students were, how their parents are terrible, this, that, the other thing. Even if it's all completely true, it doesn't matter. How can I go back to that position and have a position of authority? How would the students ever be able to trust me? How would their parents trust me? In this case, how could the community ever look at you as impartially marshaling out the law? How can they ever look at you as you know, you're not just picking on these people because you don't like them. You're arresting them. You're pulling them over, whatever the case is, because they broke the law and you're following the letter of the law. You violated the trust, regardless of what you think about what she says. And, you know, I'm not going to put words in Joe's mouth, but he probably has, you know, some similar sentiments. But it doesn't matter what Joe thinks or I think or Pip thinks, because we're not tasked with protecting that community. So we can say whatever we want. If Joe gets off with a bunch of comedians, just to give you another example, and starts trashing the staff at Governors, they run their club ass backwards. They hire the worst comics. I should be getting this. I can't believe how they mistreat everybody. Joe would never do that. But if he did, the club would be fully justified to go, you know what, Joe, we don't need you anymore because we don't trust you on our stage. If that's how you feel about us, get to stepping, stupid. So that's my opinion on it. Regardless of what you think about what she said, the trust has been broken. I'll let you guys wait.
You're absolutely right on that. And it's like, basically, I do agree with a lot of what she said. However, you're in a position of authority, and you can't write stuff like that. You can tell that a lot of it is out of frustration that they had with this whole thing. That being said, you can't send out an email like that. You're in a position of authority, and you need to, you know, I mean, you could make a statement in essentially do that without all the disparaging comments in there. But, yeah, you know.
Joe, you know when you send out this email? When you quit. If you just want to burn the bridge, go, listen, you know, I'm out of here, and this is why. If you want to do that, burn the bridge. You can't do this now. And here's what's even worse. Forget about what it does to Major Hallahan. It puts all the police, and we don't know who they are, but neither do the public.
Wasn't she on MASH, Major Hallahan?
Funny. Listen. Funny. Yeah, this
Colonel
is
not going to have any of this
year. This is hot air, Hallahan.
Yeah, hot air, Hallahan. Now all the you're right. Now all the police in that community are further distrusted because they don't know really, the only thing, in my opinion, the police department can do is fire her and explicitly distance themselves from these comments and say she was fired because of these comments, and we understand things are stressful and tenuous right now, but we know we're here to serve you, and these, you know, these do not reflect our opinions of the community. That's all they can do, and it probably won't be enough.
I don't think they have any other choice. I mean, yeah. The whole thing that started with something of which we will debate. We don't have to debate it tonight on apparently a rule of law, and now you have this whole discourse in Louisville, and this is adding fire to the flames. Now, like I said, I agree with a lot of what she feels. However, you can't release something like that. That has to be, keep it to yourself. You're in a place of, and because you're in a place of authority. Whether you are her or a beat cop, you are in a position of authority, and you have to keep your, you know, you have to keep your opinions to yourself on that. She's got to be let go.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I mean, going to the example of teachers, listen, having been a teacher, there are some things that are said in the break room that are blown off steam, and I don't think that that means that because you just like let it out, that means you're ineffective completely in your job. Sometimes it's, I think that, you know, there are some things she said that I don't agree with and some things that I can see your point, because it's terrible being, you know, Monday morning quarterbacked when you have a really stressful job and people don't completely understand all the nuance and the stress that goes into your job all the time. But having said that, yeah, she shot herself in the foot by putting this out into an email. You can't go back because she has really undermined her position of authority and undermined her department this way.
All right. So we all agree. There's no reason to continue with that. Let's do some School of Fools.
Kinder on the Rosie, bucket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame.
School of Fool.
All right. A Texas high school is under fire. Huh. Right on the heels of a police story. Anyway, a Texas high school is under fire for a class assignment that included Kenosha shooting suspect Kyle Rittenhouse among a list of heroes. The controversial paper was paper assigned Monday by W.T. White, of course, white high school teacher. Does Saturday Night Live write this shit? White high school.
Sometimes.
It would have been different if it was written by I Am Black.
I Am Black High School. Teacher Paul. Ay. Really? Oh, my God. Any awareness. Any fucking awareness from these people. Paul Ford asked students to write a one-page essay. Is one page really an essay? I don't think so. A one-page essay on a hero for the modern age, the Dallas Observer reported. Rittenhouse, who was charged last month with fatally shooting two people at a Black Lives Matter protest, was listed as one of the heroes to choose alongside Malcolm X, Mahatma Gandhi, Cesar Chavez, George Floyd, and one of Rittenhouse's alleged victims, Joseph Rosenbaum. It didn't sit right with him that a white supremacist murderer was on the same page as people he recognized to be important historical figures, said Kristen Hernandez, whose brother was one of the seniors who received the assignment. I don't think that human rights are up for debate. I don't think the sanctity of Black lives is up for debate. And that's what this assignment is basically saying, she added. The district later issued an apology and an emailed statement saying the prompt had not been approved by the administration. Nothing's ever approved by these administrations. Nobody's running it up the fucking flagpole. Run some shit up the flagpole. District spokeswoman Robin Harris, very good comedian, dead. Robin Harris said an investigation would be launched and then appropriate steps would be taken. Racial equity is a top priority in Dallas ISD, and we remain committed to providing a robust teaching environment where all students can learn, Harris said. It is important that we continue to be culturally sensitive to our diverse populations and provide a space of respect and value. Listen, man, here's the way I look at this right off the bat. If somebody's an accused murderer, whether you personally think they're in the right or the wrong, if somebody's an accused murderer, never go wrong by not including them on a list of people who will not be high school heroes for my seniors. You can't go wrong with that shit. You know what? Wait, you can't put Donald Trump? You can't put LeBron James? You're all out of people who could possibly... You can't go with the president or a social advocate and a great basketball player who's done a lot. You can't go with this shit. You got to go with an accused killer. That's what you got. And Rosenbaum, the guy who was killed, is a former sexual... pedophile, not, I shouldn't say pedophile, something like a sexual assault or something.
Predator,
something, yeah. So these are your two, the guy who got killed, who is a sexual predator, and a fucking 17-year-old who's accused of murdering. This is your fucking list of lists. You have nothing else to do for the modern age. You can't go Nancy Pelosi, you gotta go, you can't go Sean Hannity, you gotta go with the accused murder. I mean, seriously, are you that bereft of fucking ideas?
It's one of those things when you're putting an opinion in the assignment. Texas school, if it was Texas school asked students to write about Kyle Rittenhouse, all right, and there would be an exchange of ideas, maybe a debate on something, maybe a teaching point in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hot button issue, obviously, depending on the class. Texas school asked students to write about hero. Why? That is number one. That's debatable. Also, but you're putting an opinion in there that I don't know if he wanted to get a thing why people would even think about maybe he's a hero, pros and cons or what. But it doesn't mean it's a lack of common sense.
Well, I will tell you this, to your point where some people think he's a hero. So I guess Rittenhouse's mom, who drove him from a different state, armed and loaded, attended a GOP function, and they gave her a standing ovation. Whatever. You know what? It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to this. This is a high school assignment. Mm-hmm. This is a high school assignment. If you want to put controversial people, I gave you ones. You could go with Donald Trump. Some people look at him as a hero. Some people look at him as the fucking spawn of Satan. If you want to have a controversy, or you could just do non-controversial shit like Mahatma Gandhi or shit like that. You have options. Never put somebody who's been charged with murder and has not had their case heard on your list of potential heroes. Never a good thing. Because you know what? Why not just put the 9/11 fucking pilots who drove the planes into the World Trade Center and into the ground in Pennsylvania? Why not put them on the hero list? Why would you? Because there's people that look at them as heroes. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
How about the guys that ran after the black dude and chased him out of the neighborhood and shot and killed him?
Oh,
are they heroes too?
Yeah, you talk about the jogger in the suburbs of Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
Go on, Joe. I'm sorry.
No, it's basically. You brought up something while the case is still out there and the facts are still coming in. Just to write about it as a hero, and there's But even if it was an assignment to debate, I mean, you and I could do 4 hours on this whole thing back and forth.
When we have.
Point to, obviously. But, but it's the whole thing he puts hero in there is beyond me, beyond common sense. It's amazing to me that people in positions of authority and stature, such as policemen, as the last story, or teachers, such in this story, have such a lack of common sense. It just behooves me. I
will tell you why it shouldn't. I will tell you why it shouldn't. I rail against stupid people all the time. We've run out of qualified people. We have to hire the stupid. This is stupidity. Common sense says don't fucking do that. But we have to hire the stupid. Unfortunately, sometimes we arm them. Sometimes we entrust our children with them. But we have to employ the stupid. That's what this is. Hey, listen, man. Call me a socialist if you want. I'd rather pay the stupid not to work. Maybe it's radical left wing shit, but I'd rather the stupid stay home and don't bother people. And that's just me though. Let's have classes of 35 instead of 20, but have them taught by intelligent people. People who have common sense. I'll tell you another one who's questionable on this list. George Floyd. I know he's being held up as a hero. He's not really a hero. He's a martyr. And there's a difference. George Floyd did not do anything heroic. He didn't run into a bank that was getting robbed and then the cops shot him by mistake or brutalized the wrong guy. Who, in my scenario, that guy's a hero. George Floyd was paying a counterfeit $20 bill. Was he doing it on purpose, not on purpose? I don't know. He wound up being executed by this cop on the street. He wasn't doing anything heroic. He's a martyr, not a hero. You need to understand that. How is this guy teaching every... How am I not employed?
Thank you, because I'm agreeing with you 100%. And how am I not employed? I understand the difference. The thing is that, yeah, people... If you want to... As having been trained as a teacher and having spent a little amount of time doing it in English, there is a way to present an assignment to students that lets them know that you are open to them writing something that is critical thinking and not necessarily the same opinion as the teacher. A lot of kids are afraid to express opinions in the classroom because their teachers show their bias. And so, you know, it would be a good exercise to say, what's your opinion of his actions? And, you know, this is your opinion. As long as you are backing up your opinion, you know, you're not going to be graded down. That's the way you teach students how to write and how to think critically.
That's persuasive writing.
You don't give them your opinion and then tell them to back it up. Stupid.
Also, you know, you brought up a good point. How do you feel about him? I want 5 bullet points. You know,
yes.
which is a skill, because especially as you move on, I mean, we've learned it because we have to do the show, but it basically, and we were talking about it on the Anthony Cumia show yesterday, about people do, I mentioned it, you know, when you're getting something like that, give me 5 bullet points. I want 5 bullet points. You know what, I'm in a good mood today, give me 2 bullet points, you know. So as a writing assignment, you know, you go out, well, I feel, all right, fine, we're all going to do an assignment tomorrow, and I want everybody's opinion on Kyle Rittenhouse. I want at least, the paragraphs are not that crucial, but I do want 5 bullet points on your opinion, and nobody could go, well, I want 5 bullet points on your opinion. And it would be, it's a good argument, you know, it's a good exercise just to know you're going to come out on something, you do need to have bullet points.
Well, except for social media, then you don't. A meme will suffice. I will say that.
And ironically, that was a conversation we had yesterday on the show.
How am I not there for that? Anyway, listen, despite what I'm saying, I don't think this teacher should be fired. I don't even know if the teacher should be suspended. Obviously, a talking to and probably an apology to the parents would probably suffice. I don't think this should cost this person his job. It wasn't so egregious that we need to ruin a person's career over it.
I don't want to ruin his career, but I do. I kind of disagree in the fact that maybe he should be written up. But once again, Davin, you put hero in there. You know, you don't have the common sense where you have to keep it objective, or you know. And I think maybe because of that, you might have to be suspended. It was a very stupid thing to do.
Yeah, but you know, this is Texas, so I don't know how many intelligent people we have to teach. So you know, you got a greater growth curve, Joe.
Chip, what do you think?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I think that really this should be something that could be handled interdepartmentally. You really should have the head of his department reviewing his lesson plans and maybe sitting in on the class and, you know, and just checking up on, and they should definitely discuss lesson plans going forward and what was his mistake in his thinking when he was writing that, showing his bias. If after, you know, going through some, you know, departmental review, they find that there is something wrong with the way what's going on in the classroom and that he is showing his bias and pushing that on the students, then perhaps we should go into more punitive measures. But I don't think that the guy should lose it. You know, this is one lesson. We don't know if this was, you know, a mistake in the language, you know, if this was something that he, you know, misstepped in trying to get the kids to think, you know, factually about what makes a hero, how heroes we tend to put people up on pedestals and make them heroes, but they're flawed. You know, I mean, there are things about Mahatma Gandhi that are not perfect either. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, that's what we tend to do as a society, bring them up and then knock them down. So what makes a hero? Why would you call someone that? I mean, these are good things to have the students think about. It's just that the way that he worded this assignment, I don't want to necessarily read into it and go, this guy's a white supremacist, out, out, out. You know, but his department can probably handle it.
Yeah, but like I say, if you want to make it, well, we want to make it a teaching moment. Okay, fine. In certain circles, Kyle Rittenhouse is regarded as a hero. We'd like to get people's opinions on that. If everything is there, but we feel why you would feel he is a hero or is not a hero. But even with that, at this juncture, it's still a hot button issue where they're still trying to sort everything out. So even if you wanted to do that, you might want to wait till there's a decision.
How about we don't throw the word hero with Kyle Rittenhouse? How about we just do that in our high school class? How about we fucking avoid that? There are plenty of controversial people. Like I said, Donald Trump, you can't get more controversial than him. Why would Donald Trump be a hero? You can have, if you want to get people, if you want to have hot button topics, you can do that without having them be on trial for murder. Let's move on. Let's see. Voter intimidation. A group of Trump supporters, all you Trump supporters, waving campaign flags, disrupted second day of early voting in Fairfax, Virginia on Saturday, chanting 4 more years as voters. That's what the line was going to take. It was a very long line. It was going to take 4 more years for them to get in to vote. As voters entered a polling location and at one point forming a line, the voters had to walk around outside the site. County election officials eventually were forced to open up a larger portion of the Fairfax County Government Center to allow voters to wait inside, away from Trump enthusiasts. Election officials said that the group stayed about 100 feet from the entrance to the building, and contrary to posts on social media, were not directly blocking access to the building. But they acknowledged that some voters and polling staff members felt intimidated by what some saw as protesters. Citizens coming into and leaving the building did have to go by them. Gary Scott, the general registrar of Fairfax County, said in a statement, "Those voters who were in the line outside of the building were moved inside and we continued operations. Some voters and election staff did feel intimidated by the crowd, and we did provide escorts," ooh, "past the group. One of the escorts was the county executive, ooh, you sassy executive. In an unnerved electorate where concerns about voting rights and safely voting amid the coronavirus pandemic are at a fever pitch, the demonstration outside of a polling place served as preview of a likely contentious election season and how groups may be utilizing tactics that rattle or even deter voters over the next 5 weeks now. The disruption came as President Donald Trump has repeatedly sought to undermine the confidence in the upcoming election, spreading falsehoods about voting by mail and declaring the election rigged before any votes have even been cast. Now they're being cast. The demonstration originated from a Trump train parade. A Trump train. Is that like the Ho train? Or the parade that began in nearby...
Soul train.
What?
It's like Soul Train.
It's the Soul Train. I guarantee you it's not. Parade that began in nearby Prince... And now we'll pause for Pimp to shake it.
Sorry.
Joe was looking down. He missed the show. Prince William County and featured Tommy Hicks Jr., the Republican National Committee co-chair. The event was set to end in the parking lot of the Government Center, which was also serving as the polling location Saturday. Some of the people who attended the parade walked over to vote. Others gathered outside and began chanting, 4 more years, 4 more years. Sean Rastatter, vice chair of the Fairfax County Republican Committee, who was at the polling location, said that he did not think any actions came close to voter intimidation, that many of the discussions from members of the group were with journalists. "I don't think there was any way to need or feel intimidated in any form," Rastatter said. He added that county officials asked the group on several instances to back away from the curb and that the group complied. Brian Graham, chair of the Fairfax County Democrats, who is also at the polling center, saw it differently, writing on Twitter that the Republicans are straight up attempting to intimidate voters at the Government Center. In an interview, Graham said he'd never seen or heard anything like this happening before. "I was there when county executives was there, and I saw him walk multiple people through the crowd because they didn't feel safe," Graham said. "I don't think it's appropriate. We shouldn't be doing things to make people feel unsafe." All right, that's... All right, so the rule in Virginia is you need to be 40 feet away, but that's for campaigning. The safe zone is for campaigning and trying to change a person's vote. Outside of that, in general, there are laws against intimidation. So I would say that even if they have a right to campaign, which they absolutely do, they do not have a right to interfere with someone's right to vote or to intimidate them. To me, this went beyond campaigning, and they should have been removed. The first two – all right. That is the gist of this. Listen, I don't know what was in these people's heart. I have no idea if they were trying to intimidate or not intimidate. But I can see how that would be intimidating. Just like, you know, if you're voting and you have a bunch of people chanting, vote him out, while you're just trying to go and do your civic duty. Listen, you got to understand, when these laws were made, it was not as contentious. The country wasn't where it is now, where everybody's on pins and needles and everything can go off on a tinderbox.
Yeah.
How about we just put all the protests, all that type of shit, out of sight, out of sound from polling places? How about we just do that? So if people do want to do their civic duty, their constitutional right, they don't have to feel intimidated. Would it intimidate me? Probably not. But I can imagine how, say, if there was a bunch of Black Lives Matters and there was a little old white lady who wanted to vote Trump and they were rabble-rousing, going, you know, doing all their stuff, chanting and everything, that might intimidate that woman. Nobody should have to go through that in the United States when you just want to vote. Just move this shit away from the polling locations and let people vote in peace. I've never seen that when I voted. In all my years of voting, I've never seen anything like this, and I don't think we should start now. Let people vote. There's plenty of times to have your Trump trains and your Black Lives Matter protests and your vote them outs and your four more years. That's all perfectly legal. You have every right to do it. Just let people vote in peace. That would be my message.
Yeah.
They were within their rights.
I didn't say they weren't in the right.
Even farther away than, you know, even farther away than.
I never said they weren't within their rights, because I don't know if they were trying to intimidate or not. I said it could be viewed as an intimidation. So what I said is, why not just eliminate this for everyone? So however you're going to vote, and the poll workers who've seen a lot of things too, most poll workers aren't brand new. They're at all the polls, all the bullshit elections. They've never seen anything like this too. They felt intimidated. Let's not have people feel intimidated. That's all I'm saying. It's an easy enough fix. You can't do any of this shenanigans with an earsight or eyesight. That's all. Let people fucking vote in peace. Otherwise, everybody's going to mail it in. Mail in their...
I also want to bring up something in the story, which I brought up once again on Anthony's show yesterday.
I'm glad you had a pre-show. Glad you had a pre-show to our show. A little batting practice for Joe before the big show tonight.
I got a couple of plugs in, you know, on us. Basically, and it's almost the same. It was a different article, but basically the same thing. The disruption came as President Trump has repeatedly sought to undermine confidence in the upcoming election. Spreading falsehoods about voting by mail and declaring it rigged before any votes have been cast. My objection is, and I've seen this in a couple of spreading falsehoods about this. If you are a journalist, what they should say his claims about voting by mail and declaring the election rigged. Now, the reason I have a problem with that is there is instances of voter fraud. There was an article, page one in the New York Post, the two-page article, 2 weeks ago. So there, it has been a situation on a smaller scale. The key is, you know,
see, that's the key. That's the key, Joe. That's the key.
With that being said, it's not a falsehood. It's not a falsehood.
But when he claims mass fraud, it's a falsehood. Remember, hold on. In 2016, Donald Trump put together a committee because he feels that he lost the popular vote because illegals voted for Hillary. And they quietly disbanded because they found nothing. I agree with you. It could have been written better, less of an opinion piecey thing. But Trump is saying falsehoods, because he's not saying some cases. He's saying mass cases. He also said, that's the only way I can lose. That's not true. You're extremely unpopular. Most of America doesn't like you. I know some people in some of the right places do. So, yes, I agree with you. It could be written better, and it does, and it struck me, too. It smacks of an opinion piece, and maybe this isn't the article for that conversation. That's what I would say. This is not the article.
And we
for
could
that.
Debate, you know, like I said, we could debate this. The cows come home, but you know, spreading. Well, it's debatable. So just put Trump's opinion.
Yeah.
That you know, and they're saying it's his opinion. We're not saying it's a. We're saying his opinion.
Yeah, but, because you can have that discussion in another article.
Right. We're here to give the news. It's your. We're here to present the news. It is your. You know, you're right to decide.
That's fine. But considering the two stories we've already covered, this reporter's way fucking ahead of the curve. Considering the fucking teacher and Major Hallahan. No, but you know that's a fair criticism. But like,
in a sense of authority, not that you know, in a sense of trust as a police officer, as a teacher, and as a journalist.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know?
That's fair, but I think my point still stands, and I think you're right. They weren't doing anything illegal, it would appear. I mean, I don't know what they were doing. It doesn't sound like they were. But I see it both ways. Just fucking move everybody back. Recognize where we are in this country right now. Recognize people are on edge, and recognize that the vast majority of people who vote are senior citizens. And, you know, this type of behavior, whether it's done by the right or the left, is going to deter them. And that's not what we want to do. Despite what some try to do with voter suppression, I'm not one of those people. I'm always like, here's my, and I've said it before, and then we'll move on. If you're trying to suppress the vote, and I'm not saying these people were doing that, but I'm saying if you're trying to suppress the vote, that tells me that you know your ideas are not as good. Because if I truly think I have the better ideas, I want as many people to vote as possible. So that's how I look at voter suppression and all the cases.
I think it's a matter of in right or wrong. I think it's along the lines of the way that police officer, the lieutenant, reached out, that you start to get you start to get frustrated over the Black Lives Matter and the riots and all that, and I think it's a way for people on a more conservative side to reach out and get their voice heard.
And Joe, and I said, I'm fine with that. I just don't want any of it on any of the sides by the voting places. That's all I'm saying. You can protest. You want to have that march? Say you're against anti Black Lives Matter, anti this, that, the other. Have the march. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not one of these anti-protester people. I'm just saying, let people fucking vote in peace. They are going out there taking time out of their day to do their civic duty, no matter who they vote for, no matter your personal opinions. Let's back it up. That's all I'm saying. You want civility. You want the democracy to work properly the way it was intended. This is one of the small things we can do, and it's not a partisan thing. It's one of the small things we can do to make the democracy work a little better for everyone. You don't want everybody mailing in their ballots? Then try to make voting as stress-free and as hassle-free and as easy as possible in public. That would be my advice. Nobody asked, but it's my show.
I have one line. If they're not allowed to sell cupcakes in front of my damn voting area anymore, then these people have to back the fuck off, because I'm speaking for the cupcake eating contingent. Pissed.
Can't sell cupcakes.
Sell cupcakes? Why are they doing that?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Now Joe's fired up. Speaking of outrage.
I don't want to fucking buy a fucking cupcake when I vote. I got to eat something on the way to work. I'm here at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. I want a cupcake for the ride-in. Bullshit.
Thank you.
Finally,
thank you.
Finally, something we can all agree on. Maybe we'll all protest together.
My polling place was a
cupcake.
Yeah. My polling place was a school, and they used to have a bake sale. I looked forward to voting and hitting up my bake sale and getting a damn cupcake for my trouble. And now, no. No cupcakes allowed.
Well, I've told you
no bake sale allowed.
Well, I told you before, where I vote, they give away like donuts and stuff. It makes me look forward to voting.
Yeah.
That gets you out.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
And it's a good thing, because you got to, I mean, look, a lot of people vote before work. you know, sometimes after, but usually I just like to go vote and stuff. And, you know, you got to get early. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Why the hell don't why don't you get a nice donut or a cupcake and eat it in the car on the way to work with your coffee?
So I'm going to say the show's stance on this is back the fuck up with the protests. Come a lot closer with the tasty treats. I feel it's a...
Thank you.
You know what? I still feel on the protest, but I'm willing to move. I'm willing to move into my position, move off my position on that because the cupcakes will merge. We'll settle on a cupcake.
Let's be honest.
I'll reach across the aisle.
Wouldn't voting be a lot more pleasant instead of people screaming their political opinions, going chocolate or vanilla, cream filled or fudge filled? Wouldn't that be much more pleasant?
We were talking about when I was up with my brothers this week and my nephews and my brothers, and we were talking about like Entenmann's and stuff like that. And it's like Entenmann's brings people together. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we all just had a piece of crumb cake?
See, that's what Pip is saying. Pip was a position of unity.
Yeah, I want civility and baked goods. That's my platform.
I'm with you.
I can sit there and go, another thing. Biden is going to destroy this country, and I'm telling Jesus Christ, is this delicious?
Yeah. Sure, it takes the edge off. It takes the edge off. Let's be honest. Regardless of political affiliation, if you're a douchebag while eating a cupcake, go fuck yourself. I don't care what you have to say.
Thank you. I think cupcakes will bring this country together.
Yeah, I don't think we're the country for cupcakes anymore. Oh, that's a red cupcake. That's a blue cupcake. Fuck you, it's a cupcake.
Yeah, wait a minute. Is that red velvet? Is that red velvet you had the nerve to bring over here?
No red velvet. No red velvet. We got, you know.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were just arguing about what was the better cupcake? Wouldn't that be a better fucking country?
Or Lisa says pie.
I like pie.
I like pie.
Yes, our stance is tasty treats. That's all.
That's right.
Tasty fucking. You know, and here's a new rule. New rule. If you're going to protest, you have to bring baked goods. You have to bring no justice, no peace. Crumb cake? Nobody's upset now. Nobody's upset. Blue Lives Matter. Cookie? You know, who's upset?
Bring enough for the whole class, and I think that we have solved the problem.
4 more years. Strudel? I mean, who's upset?
4 more cookies. 4 more cookies.
Vote him out. Danish? Really?
He got a point.
Exactly. Sure. This is how shit should get. Look, I don't want to see these two nitwits argue tonight. I want to see them exchange recipes. That's what I want.
I can see the strategy meeting. We're going to bring sponge cake. Sponge cake. Don't you want to fucking win? No. Cupcake. Crumb cake.
You don't bring sponge cake. He's coming with icing. He's got Betty Crocker on his side. You know she's a liberal.
My promise to this country is a cupcake in every hand.
Fucking Melania.
Get the chicken in the pot.
Melania brings something and they're all ice cubes. What the hell is this, Melania? I mean, they're good looking ice cubes. Don't get me wrong. But they're ice cubes.
No, she'd bring gluten-free shit that tastes like nothing.
No gluten-free. No, you see what the old man sets up when people come to the White House, all fast food and shit? There's no gluten-free. Not in that fucking place.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, and then we'll move on. Again, my contention with Donald Trump is he doesn't think about later on. Sure, everybody's chowing down on the McDonald's and the Burger King and the burgers, but that stuff doesn't stay in the tum-tum so long. It's going to smell like ass within 20 minutes in there, and you still got to talk to these people. What are you doing? Where's the foresight? The tummy doesn't want the greasy food. You can't do that.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's move on to a very CDC Halloween. So Halloween is not going to be what it has traditionally been because of the COVID-19. So we will go through some activities that you can or should not do. First of all, can we just admit that now, left or right, nobody fucking trusts the CDC anymore? That's amazing. It's amazing how Americans no longer trust shit. The right doesn't trust it. The left doesn't trust it. That's how fucked we are. Again, tasty treats would make this better. If it stood for cookies, Danish cake, then people, I love the CDC. They should go that route.
Well, because the CDC doesn't like America's collective BMI, they would be anti-cupcake. So now no one's going to listen to them. What? No pie? Fuck you people.
Yeah, fuck you people. Fuck. Mincemeat pie, go fuck yourself. All right.
Yeah, really. Mincemeat pie. It's mincemeat. No, it's garbage. Put it right next to the fruitcake, which is another fucking thing I never understood. Let's take a cake, fill it with stuff that is about as chewy as gravel, put it in a fucking hard mix, and let's celebrate the birth of our Lord. No. No.
I'm sorry, but the Helix House is pro fruitcake.
Yeah.
And pro mince pie. Yes, we are.
Really?
We're German.
You're a bunch of heathens.
We like that shit.
Bunch of heathens.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. You can't take her opinion seriously on anything now. All right. So these are some lower risk activities for Halloween. Carving or decorating pumpkins with members of your household and displaying them. You've been locked with your family for 9 months. You really want to put sharp objects in everybody's hands? I think that's a high risk activity.
You'd be carving each other.
Yeah. Carving or decorating pumpkins outside at a safe distance with neighbors or friends. All right. Could do that. Decorating your house, apartment, or living space. It's interesting. As you guys know, my wife is very pro decorating for Halloween. Loves it.
Yes, yes.
Was not gonna do that this year. Actually considered not doing that this year. But the neighbor started putting out some fall stuff, and my wife got triggered. So we're going to be full Halloween. All the stuff's
coming. My Christmas enthusiast neighbor has put out his full light-up, blow-up display already.
For Christmas?
Yes.
Ugh. Now, Pippi, I know Halloween's is your favorite holiday, too. Will you be decorating?
Well, I have nothing else the fuck to do, so yeah.
All right, reasonable. And Joe will keep an ocean Halloween theme. That's what Joe will do.
You know, it's interesting, though, at the compound, there's going to be no compound Halloween party. And it was just dawning on me, because usually they let out what the theme was going to be. And I'm like, shucks.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I know.
Let's see. Decorating your house, apartment, living room. Doing a Halloween scavenger hunt where children are given lists of Halloween-themed things to look for while they walk outdoors from house to house admiring Halloween decorations at a distance. My wife wants to do this in our backyard with my daughter's friends, but they're teenagers now, and my daughter just looked at my wife like she's insane. I'm like, don't you get it? They don't want to be with us anymore. And
You're them now.
I am them.
Yeah.
Having a virtual Halloween costume contest. Oh, what's the point? Here's my costume. Unemployed guy. This is my costume.
Yeah. Really? You know, sad, sickly people. That's what we're going to be for Halloween?
I'm going as hasn't washed his hair in 3 days and can't fit in his jeans anymore, guy. I mean, come on now.
It's like from the CDC. It should be from the Center of Not Fun.
Yes, the Not Fun Control.
I've been no shower in 3 days, no bra woman. I've been that costume too many times during this whole crisis.
We like you with
the best costume you can, and then wear your big heavy jacket over it. Yes, that's the shittiest thing that ever happened when you were a kid, but why don't we just keep it going?
Yeah.
It's cold out. I'm Superman. Superman would wear a jacket. No, he wouldn't. He's the Man of Steel.
He's going to be super frostbite if he doesn't.
Yeah, it's like, who are you? I'm Superman on a cold day. Can I have a Milky Way treat?
Yeah, but that doesn't even work, because the Fortress of Solitude was cold. It doesn't even work. Anyway. Just being, you know, correct. Having a Halloween movie night with people you live with. All right, I guess. Having a scavenger hunt style trick-or-treat search with your household members in or around your home rather than going house to house. Really? Really? Ooh, there's a Snickers. What's it by? The dirty laundry you didn't put away.
You know what I would say? Why don't we just get Halloween candy, sit at home, and go through it like rats in a dumpster, and call it a fucking day?
So what are you doing on Halloween, Joe? I'm not opposed.
No costume, I'm not there. Little mini, the fun side. I love when they call it the fun side. It's two bikes. There's nothing fucking fun about that at all.
It's the extra wrappers to throw outside.
Yeah, just that size. So is this.
moderate risk activities. Participating in one-way trick-or-treating where individually wrapped goodie bags are lined up for families to grab and go while continuing to social distance, such at the end of the driveway or at the edge of the yard. If you're preparing goodie bags, wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after preparing the bags. It doesn't even sound fun when you describe it. Oh, my God.
Well, I wrote the blog this week about this, you know, the... Yeah, some of these suggestions, and I'm sorry, but if I'm going to prepare these little goodie bags, I'm watching over them because I know what these little goodie monsters do is they grab up everything they can get their hands on and run away, and there's nothing left for anybody else. Screw that. I'm not feeding a family of four for the next few months on candy. I know how that goes. They throw it all. They're stupid. Yeah.
Do what I do. Come home, turn the lights out, and hide.
That's when Joe goes. That's when Joe goes as a Jehovah's Witness. That's what they
there
do.
Is no honor in the honor basket. You can't just leave shit out and expect people to take one.
No,
doesn't
no,
happen.
They're going to take it. I might ride around the neighborhood and take it myself. You know, who are you? I'm a thief. I'm a sweet tooth.
Having a small group outdoor open-air costume parade where people are distanced more than 6 feet apart. No! No! Parades only in North and South Dakota. How many times do I have to fucking stress this shit? Parades are for morons. No parades, stupid.
Only if there's a possibility of drowning the costume wearer behind me.
Then it's a good parade. If there's a risk of death, which if you're 6 feet apart, there's less of a risk of death. If there's going to be a parade, crowd them all in as close as possible. That's how every parade should be.
Or at least have one of those balloons, you know, that everybody's holding from Thanksgiving come careening into the crowd. That's a parade.
Attending a costume party held outdoors where protective masks are used and people can remain more than 6 feet apart. A costume mask, such as for Halloween, is not a substitute for a cloth mask. A costume mask, I'm wagging my finger, should not be used unless it is made of two or more layers of breathable fabric that covers the mouth and nose and doesn't leave gaps around your face. Do not wear a costume mask over a protective cloth mask because it can be dangerous if the costume mask makes it hard to breathe. Instead, consider using a Halloween-themed cloth mask or kill yourself. And just call it off.
This has shit time written all over it.
And this is the moderate risk. This is, it could still kill you. At least like the high risk shit.
No. I'm staying home. I'm eating little Snickers. And I'm going to watch my blood sugar look like a deficit clock. That's what I'm doing. What are you for Halloween? A stroke victim.
What did Uncle Joe go as? Flatline.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Going to an open-air, one-way, walk-through, haunted forest where appropriate mask use is enforced and people can remain more than 6 feet apart. If screaming will likely occur, greater distancing is advised. The greater the distance, the lower the risk of spreading a respiratory virus. I'm going to go to a friendly forest where they don't try to scream you. They reassure you. You're so lovely. Aren't you handsome? Have you lost weight in quarantine? That's the type of Halloween forest I'm going to. Fucking kill me. Chop down the forest.
Oh, believe me, in that forest, I'm going to go stop off, drop off some hungry bears into there.
Then there might be screaming.
If we're not allowed to scream for Halloween, nobody should come near my house because I've been screaming for months nonstop.
Oh, and they'll ask the bit. And what are you for Halloween? I'm a murderous predator.
Wear a mask, mister. If you're going to murder me, you're not going to do it with COVID.
See, the bears, we look like assholes in these masks.
Do me a favor. You can hack me up to pieces, but please, 6 feet away, cover your mask, and wash your hands before you hack me up. A little respect and courtesy.
I got cloth. I keep ripping the washcloth off. This is bullshit. Why, bears could never use a washcloth.
Sure. I never knew. Thanks for clearing that up, Chuck.
I'm always thinking. It's nonsense, but I'm always thinking.
Right there. He's so smart he could teach a class. Visiting pumpkin patches or orchards where people use hand sanitizer before touching pumpkins or picking apples. Wearing masks is encouraged or enforced, and people are able to maintain social distancing. Is that sap? No, it's Purell. Fucking kill me. Just kill me.
let's just have dunking for apples and get it all over with.
Listen, I want to dunk for apples, but I want to hold your head underwater for 3 fucking minutes.
Drowning for apples. Not as much fun.
Having an outdoor Halloween movie night with local family, friends, with people spaced at least 6 feet apart. That I could actually do because I've been doing that shit all summer. That I could do. If screaming will likely occur, really? Who the fuck is screaming? Greater distancing is advised. The greater the distance, the lower the risk of spreading a respiratory virus. Thank you. I know that. Lower your risk by following CDC's recommendations on hosting gatherings or cookouts. Pip won't come by. Pip is very scared of the social distance movie night.
I do not like being near anybody anymore.
And we appreciate that.
Well, finally, you saw our opinion. Finally, you're with us.
Yes, please don't be near us.
All right.
I know Dumbbell has you.
Now it's unanimous amongst the show.
I didn't hear what he said. I didn't hear what he said, but I heard Dumbbell. I knew he was attacking me. So. All right, these are the high-risk activities. Participating in traditional trick-or-treating where treats are handed out to children who go door-to-door. And that's going to suck, man. That really sucks. But you know what? We're probably not going to do – my daughter's probably not going to go trick-or-treating. I don't think we're going to do candy this year. And again, they love Halloween. It sucks.
Well, you know what the tricky part is, and I think it's also coming up in the stories, like wash all the candy off. You're gonna tell a kid not to go in and eat candy out of the bag, you know? They're gonna do it. I would do it. You know, it's candy. You can't resist it.
You've had diabetes. I can't even stop you to eat from fucking cake. What are they? What chance do we have with the kids? I butchered that. That would have been much funnier. But you get that.
I know.
Terrible.
No, it's really sad. I you know, it used to be that the kids had to look for, you know, pinholes in the packaging and, you know, make sure there's no razor blades. I mean, nobody's allowed to hand out apples or anything not wrapped anymore because of sickos out there. But now you can't see what might be wrong with the candy, so little kids are not going to get it.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I used to love going to the house where the lady would just throw, like, 4 cents and pennies in your bag. And I'm like, good, I'm collecting them because pennies make eggs, and eggs make your house an omelet.
Wow!
Fair.
Well, that's the trick part.
having trunk or treat where treats are handed out from trunks of cars lined up in large parking lots and in a white van down by the river.
I think you added that.
No.
Joe Flexing wants to prove that he can be a cop with that knowledge. Attending
I keep my comments to myself in an email.
Here, you can put them out in the open. Attending crowded costume parties held indoors, and you know fuckers are going to do that. Going to an indoor haunted house where people may be crowded together and screaming. Going on hay rides or tractor rides with people who are not in your household. I guess not even a mask. I don't know. Using alcohol or drugs which can cloud your judgment and increase risky behaviors. That's all I'm going to do this Halloween. I'm going to sit at home, watch movies by myself, and drink heavily. That's all I can do. You've ruined Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah, it's sit home in the dark, drink, and eat the candy that you're not giving out to kids. What else are we supposed to do?
You can listen to old episodes of Davin's Den podcast. I recommend that. Okay.
You know what the funny thing is? It's like there should be a segment. How is COVID going to fuck this up? Yeah.
I think you know what?
You enjoy. How is COVID going to fuck this up?
All right. If you want to write the bumper, I'll come up with the bits every week.
Lisa is coming up with some crazy things in the chat room. She's like, you know, you can use slingshots if you can't keep people away.
I like that.
Crazy glue them if they don't social distance.
Okay.
Use a pressure washer also works.
You hose off every kid. You just have like a fire hose. You open up the front door. What are you doing? COVID-19. You turn on the hose and send them flying down the driveway. I'm doing it for your own good.
Oh my God, so funny.
Traveling to a rural fall festival that's not in your community. That's every fucking horror movie. What are you doing? Forget about COVID-19. It's not going to end well because the car is going to break down and invariably there's zombies who live there and they come out at night and you're going to die. The COVID's not going to kill you. The zombies are. Don't go to rural communities, stupids.
That's right. That's not like in the summer. Don't go to summer camp and be a horny teen. Don't you think people learn from movies?
So anyway, a lot of people are going to go on without this. A lot of people are going to trick or treat. We're not going to. It kind of sucks. I mean, are you guys? Well, Joe doesn't hand out candy because he's the Grinch who stole everything. But I mean, Pip, are you going to hand out candy or no? You're not.
Well, no, yeah, because I don't know if people will come around or not, so I'll prepare stuff in case they do. I don't want them, like, coming up, like, right to my door, so I think that I'll keep them, like, off the stoop and find some device to hand it to them. You know, I always make little bags.
Find some device?
Yeah, like Lisa said in the chat, like, put it on a tennis racket and hand it to them, you know, keep them at bay.
Yeah, I'm not that interested, but thank you, no.
No, I like Halloween. I like seeing the kids in their costumes.
Who's Serena Williams?
I thought it was a good idea.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
It serves.
Well, listen, Donald Trump probably influencing the CDC goes in, no, change it to golf club. Change it to golf club. Donald Trump will just be like in the Rose Garden, like fucking pitching and putting like candy bars at the fucking kids walking by. That one's not going to vote for me. Hit him in the temple.
But however, there's we have a little. He doesn't talk anymore. I don't know why he's broken. But we have this little like butler guy that holds a tray, and you can put the treats on him. I would just like keep an eye on the kids that are taking it, so that they don't like take everything and the butler too. But you know, it's like we have a little monster to hand them out. I'll figure out a way for them to come and get it. But it just in case they show up. One year it was Saturday for Halloween, and I figured they would only come trick-or-treating around at nighttime, and I wasn't ready, and all of a sudden the doorbell's ringing. I was literally dyeing my hair at that moment, and I went to the door. I scared the crap out of the kids, but I was like, I was ripping open the bag of candy, and I'm like, here, because I wasn't ready. So, you know, Saturday is like the best day to have Halloween fall on. It's my favorite holiday. I'm heartbroken that we can't do things on,
Halloween
this year.
Halloween was one of the most special days last year because I got the biggest treat ever. I opened up my mailbox and I got my divorce papers signed. My divorce.
Oh, papers. Awesome!
Well, you were living with a monster. Anyway, let's move on. Let's let's quickly do a bone to Mr. Curry, an outstanding display of spite that will warm the cockles of his heart.
If there's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den, it's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite!
All right, here we go. YouTube star.
I'm an adult.
Sort of.
Sure you are. Keep telling yourself that.
YouTube star who filmed himself defecating on the driveway of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco residence said he did so as a peaceful protest, but admitted it was a joke that got out of hand and out of ass. The man who identifies himself as Mando, does he now, on his online channels and requested to have his last name withheld for fear of retribution. Oh, my God. Really? I mean, listen, I would think if you're shitting on the Speaker of the House's driveway, you're really not afraid of retribution. That shit has sailed. You're pretty much like, fuck it, I don't care what happens to me. I don't care if I ever have kids and they ever see this. I'm going to shit on the driveway. That's pretty much what you're resigning yourself to. Don't be like you have reservations about this behavior. That's full-on fucking commitment right there. Yeah, don't soft foot it. Don't backpedal this. No, you have committed to shitting on the Speaker of the House's driveway.
You're right. You've got to be all in with everything.
Yeah, exactly. Then at least I can respect the commitment to it. The man who identifies himself as Mando on his online channels and requested to have his last name withheld for fear of retribution told the Post that the incident started with a joke from commentators on his live stream, and I do whatever they tell me to do because I'm a fucking moron. The 28-year-old said he's part of a niche YouTube community that creates IRL, in real life live stream videos chronicling long stretches of unfiltered daily life. No, this is my routine. I routinely shit on the speakers of the house's driveway. I just recorded it this time. It's real life, kids. He began the channel after he became homeless 6 years ago. That's a perfect time to create an online channel instead of looking for a job and hope to
he's been homeless. Shitting in public isn't a taboo thing to him.
I guess. Good point. You know what? Do what you love and the money will follow. So the guy, he was just following his dreams. And hope to show his viewers the realities of living on the street as he traveled from city to city and shitty driveway to shitty driveway. But recent coronavirus-related lockdowns made daily life increasingly difficult, Mondo said, especially when businesses are closed to customers and no longer allow people to use their bathrooms. It's a fair concern. I just don't know if this is the best way to get the message across. As a result, Saturday's live stream video titled Poopalosi... Joe, did you workshop with him on that? Was that your work?
I've got class.
Yes, all class. More in your pinky toe. Began as a protest against the lack of resources for people living on the streets. Then go to the fucking mayor's driveway, you dumb motherfucker. She works for the Fed. She can't help you. Go to the mayor. While people in power, such as Pelosi, are able to get haircuts and live their daily lives fairly unchanged, you know what else they can get besides haircuts? Toilet paper. You don't have that, do you, Mando? Nope. You're just shit willy nilly with an itchy ass. I hope you're happy.
Oh God.
I'd been hunting for a toilet all week. That's gonna back up on you. That's a problem.
Oh my God! Yes.
I'd been hunting for a toilet all week, and the joke came up in the comments on one of my streams that, hey, you should take a crap at Pelosi's house, Mando told the Post. And, you know, to be fair, the comment didn't specify in Pelosi's house. It said at Pelosi's house. So it's not really Mando's fault here. He's just following the fine people of YouTube.
But this guy's got, he does a video podcast, and he's got all, why is he looking for a job, you know?
That's my point. That's my point.
I've got about four Dick Eldorado things I want to film. I don't have the time to do it.
You don't even have the time to shit on Pelosi's driveway.
Yeah.
Everyone was enjoying the idea.
I should do Dick Eldorado shitting on Schumer's driveway.
What?
I should do Dick Eldorado. With that thought, I should do Dick Eldorado shitting on Schumer's driveway.
There you go.
You know what? People will just say, oh, look at the copycat.
There you go. Hack. Everyone was enjoying... Everyone was enjoying the idea of it, were they? And eventually I just couldn't hold it anymore, so I ran my ass over to Pelosi's house instead of shitting where I am. Really? In the video, Mando can be seen wandering the streets of San Francisco in search of Pelosi's home. How about you shit where you are? Is there no Starbucks available? Once there...
Bring a map and a roll of Charmin?
You know, maps of the stars' homes. You know, here's something for me to poop on. You know,
what's he doing?
Once there, he sets up a camera across the street and stands in what appears to be Pelosi's driveway for several minutes and lets gravity do its thing. He eventually salutes his viewers before squatting down to relieve himself on the pavement. That was for President Trump, he says after exiting the frame. I would submit that saying that is for President Trump could also be perceived as anti-Trump. Because do you think Donald Trump wants your turd, you dumb motherfucker?
No, he wants it in her driveway.
Most beautiful turd I've ever seen.
Mondo told the Post that the comment was meant to be satire. The comment was meant... It was a satirical shit, kids. A satirical shit. And that he's not really very political. He's not political. Although he supports Trump's accomplishments and is scared about rising crime and the state of the country. So I'm just going to take a turd and drop a deuce here because that's going to take care of the crime. It's BLM. Bowel movements, lives matter.
Yeah. My fecal matter will change the world.
Sure. He says, I fear America is becoming one big burned down city. And you know what'll make it better? My turds.
Just, oh, just wow, a, you know, just I a, liked my pillow better than this.
Yes. Just a few hours after the incident, Mondo said he was stopped by officers with the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police Department who detained him at the behest of Capitol Police, the agency tasked with protecting members of Congress. It was scary. I thought my life was over in that moment. I would say I was scared shitless, but I had no more shit to give. I added that.
Bart after fart.
It's actually something he would probably say. So
Nah, that was actually witty. That would witty. This guy.
You're writing to material. You can do that with the Biden campaign.
No, this guy's idea of satire is taking his shit. I can't help him. I can't help him.
You got the bar higher on your act.
I do. My act is pretty awful, but even still, I am above taking a shit on a politician's driveway. I will say that.
Good for you, sir. Good for you.
Thank you. They kept asking, are you this? Are you that? Are you Antifa? And the car, you know, even Antifa's a detractor. Joe has never said, and another thing, Antifa will shit on your driveway. Even Joe has never said that.
I regret that I have but one shit to give for my country.
Look, I hate Nancy Pelosi with a passion, with disdain. I wouldn't shit in a driveway.
Sure.
I'm very proud to know you, Joe.
Because you got class.
I'd fucking egg in her house, but I wouldn't shit in her driveway.
Because you're a classy man. And the Capitol Police were definitely watching my channel because I could hear them on the radio like, tell him to turn off the stream. Tell him to squeeze his cheeks together and knock it off. How about they say that?
The stream. No, you're shitting on the driveway, not peeing on it.
Funny. A BART police spokesperson confirmed the account, but said it did not have any further information. Police's office and Capitol Police did not immediately respond to requests for comment. What's she going to say? Really? What is she going to say?
Somebody please don't shit on my driveway.
While I was getting my hair done, somebody shit on my driveway.
As I said, nothing to say.
Somebody's coming over to sop it all up.
Oh, God.
Sop. Sop. Like it's fucking gravy and you got a piece of hard roll. Immediately. immediately following the incident.
That mows you the lawn, but that was a good one. You're going to
stick a piece
on that one.
Immediately,
I've got an image.
Immediately following the incident, Mondo apologized to Pelosi on Twitter, saying, "At Speaker Pelosi, I know you're not you may not ever see this, but I want you to know I meant no foul harm yesterday when I did what I did. I'm not proud of it at all. I would just like for you to know that I have no ill will against you or anyone in an elected official's position." Now go fuck yourself. You lose all points for that when you tweet a poll. Own the turd, you dumb motherfucker, you. That, it makes me think this isn't even spiteful. This is just a mentally ill person. You lose all spite cred. Own the turd. Go, I did it and I'll do it again. Chuck Pooper, I'm coming for you. Fucking own it.
Yeah, because it's not like regret what I did. I thought you shit on my driveway, dude. What are you doing?
No backsies. No backsies for shitting on my driveway.
No backsies. Mondo also told the Post that the act is not something I'm particularly proud of, and that he does not. Oh, yeah, I read that. Whatever. Listen. It's
that mosey didn't do.
it's funny. It's gross. He loses spite points though, because he's being a pussy about it. I would feel much. I did it much for Donald Trump, and there's more poop coming. I'd feel much better about this as an outstanding display of spite, as if he truly owned it.
Stand by your poop.
Thank you. Yeah. Nothing else to add? Is that...
I just think it's just ridiculous that the guy goes and looks for her house to poop in the driveway and then starts going, I'm not proud of it. Really?
What's the matter, dude?
Proud of pooping in someone's driveway.
Didn't get all the likes you were hoping for?
The guy's been homeless for 6 years. What do you think his thought process is really there? It's like, you're homeless for 6 years. It's like, oh, it's starting to rain. You know what I'm missing? A roof. You know, I mean, gonna pour like it's starting to rain already. And I look up, and what's there? It's a roof. I work hard. I work long hours, and I deal with a lot of stuff. Why? Because I like the roof. It keeps me nice and dry. And the obvious thing is to keep the roof there.
If it was we don't have time to go into a whole thing of the plight of the homeless. You know, I mean, there are reasons besides they're lazy why people are homeless. There's a lot of different reasons why. But this guy's been homeless for 6 years. There probably aren't a lot of facilities. I mean, there are a lot of homeless people in San Francisco are not being taken care of. And we could have a whole conversation about that if he hadn't decided to poop on the Speaker of the House's driveway. Because that completely, you know, shit on his argument.
Yeah.
You know, on the point. We could have a serious conversation about it if that wasn't how he decided to make his point.
We can, but we won't tonight because this was about spite. So, do we all agree he loses points for being a poop pussy?
Yes.
All right.
You got to own that shit.
But, yeah. But, Joe Curry, that story was for you.
Oh, you got to own that.
All right, let's take our final break, and we'll come back. We'll do some scamming scammers. On the break, we got Nonstop Erotic Cabaret with Connected and Pretty Gritty with If I Were a Carpenter, and you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Short break. We'll be right back. King wearing